Hi, it's Gene Simmons. You're listening to Podcast Rock City, but you knew that.
Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Sonny Hollywood Pooty.
What's up, peeps? How's it going?
And look, Brent put a little thing down there to help me out.
I did.
Yeah, PRC BZ Brent, how you doing?
He can read. All right, I'm doing great.
Man, that was a shot right in the nuts. And a person that also knows that I can read that, but also knows that I can't spell. That's Lee, the goddess of thunder down there.
Hey, how everybody. Doing, Lee? I'm great. How are you?
I told you how you're supposed to introduce her now. Didn't you see the thing?
No, no, no. Wait, hold on. All right. That's Lee, goddess of thunder.
All right.
I'm sorry. I forgot. I just got a lot happening. That
right.
was good, though. That was good, Sonny.
That was good. Yeah, that's a rock star. Remember?
Yeah,
remember Miles Candy gets up there and goes, God of thunder!
Yeah. I forgot all
I
about
like it.
I'm not going to lie. I had no idea that was Miles Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrible, right? Brent, did you know that?
I don't know who Miles Kennedy is.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
See what
I mean?
See what I mean?
Plays, okay, hang on. I don't know what he looks like. He plays with Slash, or Slash plays with him or something, right?
Right, right? Yes.
Okay, but I've never heard him.
It's so awesome. All right, so a lot happened in this week, and by a lot, I mean the band is on tour. They're playing, and you know, it's really crazy because like nighttime where they are is like mid afternoon where we are usually, depending on where you are in the States. And I'll just be sitting here and all of a sudden somebody's posting live video of Kiss and I'm like, hey, this has been pretty cool. I don't have to wait till the night and I get to see a little bit of lip syncing and rock and roll. And it's awesome.
Oh, wow.
And,
really?
Sorry.
Had to go there.
Yeah. But anyway, besides that, I'm very excited because we've got something to talk about. Oh, my God. I already got some hate mail over that comment. That is amazing.
Didn't take long.
No, let's go ahead and get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
All right, before we get started, I want to make sure everybody knows. If you're watching right now on YouTube or Facebook, hit the thumbs up on Facebook. Hit the like button on YouTube. That helps take our video and put it closer to the front. So when somebody goes into their little texting thing and hits the buttons, it shoots us out and they get to see our show. That would be great. So hit the like button. And if you're not subscribed on YouTube, do that as well. All right. So I just posted a story. Lee sent it to me. Thank you, Lee. And it was basically an interview with Doc McGee where Doc, you know, talked about the likelihood of all the members getting on stage for some kind of performance. And I went through it kind of fast, but I caught a few things, and I know that, Lee, I'm sure you read it. It basically said, if you're looking for seven guys to be on stage in makeup, that's no.
Yeah.
So we knew that, though, didn't we, guys?
We did.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, he basically said, I don't know, as the basic of the article. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. And then, to me, the thing that was really interesting was – how he made sure that he said, well, we talked to Ace, but we don't really talk to Peter.
We don't talk to Peter.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot being said right there. If they're saying they talk to Ace, that means that if it's about getting on stage, that means that Ace is constantly trying to negotiate something, get what he wants. you would imagine. But Peter, nothing, right? Sonny, you're smiling at me.
Come on, Sonny.
That could be taken. That could be taken the wrong way, right? That's Ace calling them, saying, "Hey guys, what's up?" Blah 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 blah. And Peter doesn't reach out. He's weird. Maybe Ace is more accessible and Peter's not as accessible. That I guess we could take it as we don't talk to Peter, but I don't think that's how he meant it.
It may be more that Gigi won't let him.
That's possible too.
Yeah, maybe.
It might be. It might be. Or, you know, it may be more that Peter's made it clear what he wants and said, you know, don't, no negotiating, you know, don't call me to shoot the breeze. Call me when you're ready to give me what I asked for. And Joe, you said seven people. So are you lumping Bruce in there as well?
I think that that was the quote that I read. Was
okay. They were mentioned. They were all mentioned.
Yeah.
But not Vinny.
He was mentioned, but that
he was mentioned.
No.
Wow.
That was a no, I think.
I can't believe Doc knew who that was. No, I'm kidding. But no, seriously.
See,
no one. I don't think anybody really believes they're all going to put on the costumes and the makeup and all of that. That's, and I don't really know why anyone would want to see that, you know? That's just confusing.
Well, they said, Paul said, I would, about Vinny, I would say that's not someone who I want to celebrate. End quote.
Okay, now that's pointed at somebody. That we don't talk to Peter, you could take different ways.
And right. Simmons also chimed in that it's worth stating that Vinny has sued the band and lost 14 times. He's a talented guy. But would I depend on him to get up on stage and do anything? Never. Can he come to the shows? Of course. Anybody can. But on stage, never.
Wow.
Yeah, but he had sued Kiss before they brought him back for revenge. So, Gene, come on, dude. You know?
I think he sued him after, too.
Yeah, before money. And after.
Before, during, after.
14
traveled
times.
Back in time and did it again. Yeah.
I want to be able to say that I sued Kiss, so I'm going to.
Maybe we'll play on a tank.
That's a great comment.
Yeah, all by himself.
So, you know, this is just one of those things where it's constantly revolving. I will tell you guys, I know one of you, I don't know who it was. It might've been Sonny. Did one of you guys post a picture on our text of the tank with a drum set on top of it?
Casada did. It
Joey
yeah. did. Joey's on tour right now, so he'll be back when he can. So he posted it and basically said
it was a Kiss tribute band.
Yeah, I think it's Neil's band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, somebody posted a picture of Neil Davis in it said Neil Davis, and he was in demon makeup and costume, and in front of a crowd that looked to be about 700 or 800 people outdoors. So I don't know. I mean,
they were actually using the tank.
And I don't know. I didn't. I didn't read what he was using it for, like what the spectacle was. But knowing Neil, it could have been a barbecue at his house.
And we weren't invited.
And he's just going to go over the top. Not only did I have the tank, but me and my friends dressed up in Kiss makeup and we played Kiss music, and then we had fireworks, and then what I'm saying.
Wait, explain that we played Kiss music. Can you go into that deeper? Tell me what that means.
I'm confused.
We played it through the speakers. We played it on our instruments.
They're a band.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Kiss America, I think they're called.
Do they lip sync is the question.
Yeah.
No, they do not.
I got news for you. Keep this in mind. Only the best do. Let's see. All right, so any other news? The Des Moines stuff is out now if you want to order it, right? And what, 1977 Des Moines, I checked on my hard drive. It's a show I don't have.
Nice.
So I guess I'm going to have to still not buy it on vinyl, but I'll get it on the old Apple phone. And I have one on vinyl, and that was it. I'm sorry. Just when Dubai, we've already getting comments here on the show where
Dubai.
People are like, "Come on, Dubai!" I don't know who wrote that, but I love you, and Solidarity, brother. We got. Wouldn't it be awesome? I'm going to be buried with that thing. All right. So that's all the news I saw besides Kiss is going to be in Australia soon. And they are super, super stoked. I'm going to tell you how I know. This week, we were like the number 9, like, music commentary, like, podcast in Australia, which means they are way ready for some Kiss, because you can tell when every time Kiss goes to a different country, our numbers go up in that country. And Australia, they've been waiting a long time. I think they've had their tickets pretty much in hand for like 3 years.
Wow.
So yep. Thank you, Australia. I think they're in Germany right now. And let's just see. Neil was smart about the tank. He used it as a business expense tax write-off. Yes.
It would have been anyway if he used it for Kiss America.
Yeah. That's pretty smart.
I'm glad it's getting used because it looked pretty cool.
Yeah, because it didn't get used the right way.
He's now, like, was Kiss America doing Creatures of the Night stuff, or they conformed to the tank?
I'm not sure what their show, if their show was changed to that or what. They were just, you know, flat out Kiss tribute, but maybe they did.
Well, all I know is it looked pretty cool.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. All right. So that all being said, let's go ahead and get to our, we got a cool topic of the week, and I really want to get to that. So let's go ahead and get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City. Topic of the week. Yes!
So actually, we had a listener send in an idea, and the idea was good, but we're going to have to do it another time because it's kind of complex. But I kind of adapted that idea, otherwise known as stole, and and decided to change things up. So I wanted to do something where we could do something for the next few weeks, each week we'll do a different one. Today we're going to do our best. I don't know. We could use the word perfect. Ace Frehley live
for us.
Live record. Like if Ace was releasing a live record, what songs would you want on that record? Before we get started with that, I want to thank you guys again for watching and or listening. Don't forget podcast Rock City 1.
That's the number one.
Number one.
All right, great.
I won that one at
gmail.com. You can email us with your ideas or questions or anything that you're interested in hearing our opinions on. That's great. We get them and I write back to everybody. And also subscribe to our YouTube channel and hang out. We do this show live every week. So you could come hang out with us for an hour, talk to us, let us know what you think about Sonny's dumb ideas or Brent's poor taste in music. And then I've gotten 80 messages about the cuteness of Lee. I don't need any more of those.
Aww.
And she's all like, all right, guys.
Oh, well, anyway. I can do that
too. Yeah. all right. So we picked 12 songs. I'm just going to go first and then I'll call on you to go. Any lineup you want. So if you want to say this is the band with Anton Fraley's Comet, that's fine too. I just went with the new lineup because they could pretty much do anything. So now, of course, I have to hope that I can get this thing open. There it is. All right, so I'm gonna go one song at a time or two, Sonny. There's four of us.
You always ask.
You do.
So one song, Sonny.
Why are you asking me?
Okay.
Your idea.
All right. I'm going to do two songs. We're going to do two songs at a time. There's 12 and there's four of us. People will be like, all right, get to the last song already. I want to hear everybody say Rocket Ride. I did not include Rocket Roll.
Or
All
Shock
Night.
Me.
All right. So my first two songs, I saw I saw Ace do this, I believe, on a cruise, and it was really crazy. He started his set with Hard Times, and I thought that that was really cool. So I wanted to start my my live Fraley's Comet, whatever, album with Hard Times, and then after that, they go into Insane, two songs that I like very much, and yeah, so those are my first two songs. Lee, what you got for your first two?
I also picked Hard Times, and my second one is Fractured Mirror, because I love it so much.
Oh, really? An instrumental?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
I just love different. That. I listen to it a lot. I don't know. Something about it is just, I love it.
Is there like 40 versions of that now for every record?
Few. Yeah, there's like three or four in there.
If you take them and all put them all together back to back, do they tie in?
They make
each
a
other?
Puzzle. They make a puzzle. This is the one off the original, you know, the 70s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Brent.
All right. So I got no Kiss songs, no 78 solo album songs, just post Kiss Ace. And no songs that he's already released live. You know, he had the one live album, Greatest Hits Live, that was recorded 87, 88. And then the Live Plus One was also, was that 80? That was 87, right?
88.
It's 88 also. So I'm not going to duplicate any of those songs either. So it's all stuff you haven't heard live before. So I'll be the only one in the world who likes this record. So he's going to kick it off, letting the audience know he's from a distant galaxy with Space Invader, and followed up with some classic old school playing Shot Full of Rock.
Wow. Nice. Those are two good songs to get started. Sonny right now is like shaking. He's not really shaking his head, but he is.
Contemplating.
Look,
I go to an Ace show. He opens with Space Invader. I'm throwing one You're shoe out. And walking out the door with the other shoe.
Wait till I get to the rest of my playlist then. Go for it.
All right, Sonny, first two songs.
All right, so I went with, he can do a Kiss song, but he has to actually write it. Mm-hmm. He can't just do whatever Kiss song. So that's out. And then my band is the current band, but Mr. Big was on tour. And they ran out of drummers, so they picked Quesada.
All
right, Quesada's in the band. Nice. Just to make Joey feel better.
Get him on stage.
So we're going to see if Quesada can do his job right out of the gate, because it's opening with Rock Soldiers, and he's going to be the only one on stage, right? So the drum part's going to start, and Ace is, you know, going to slow roll him, so he's going to have to go to that drum. The drum part like for 2 minutes going, what the hell's going on.
Ace coincidentally has done that to Joey before.
That's right.
Oh.
So Rock Soldiers to Rocket Ride. Like, I wanted to kill the crowd right out of the gate.
Yeah, Rocket Ride was one of the songs that I was like, I wonder how many of us would put that on there. I will tell you guys also that my in the songs that I picked, even though I might have picked maybe just one that Ace didn't write, but I love the song because it really showcases his guitar playing. And most of the songs that I picked are that way. My third song is Cold Gin, because, you know, Ace, he can pull that one off singing it too. And then number four, I've only seen live one time, and it crumbled a little bit. His band held it together, they weren't with him very long when Ace was on the cruise. They had just joined with Ace. I don't know how many weeks prior, but they talked him into doing Torpedo Girl, and it was like I was 12 years old at WrestleMania, and I heard Eye of the Tiger, and Hulk Hogan was coming out to Eye of the Tiger. I popped like, whoa, I couldn't believe that they were trying Torpedo Girl, and I was grateful, and I love that song. And so that's my next two, Cold Gin and Torpedo Song, Torpedo Girl and Sunny Says.
Torpedo Girl sounded like Hulk Hogan was playing Guy of the Tiger. That's what that sounded like.
They tried at least. That's a deep cut for Ace. He would have never had that band not been the band that he had. They would have, nobody would have ever suggested to Ace, hey, we should try Torpedo and Dark Light that night too, I think. Mm-hmm. It might have been the next day, I'm not sure. But I mean, let's be fair, to try those two songs, that's ballsy. Lee?
I forgot to say who my band would be. Can you guess?
You're in it. And
no, I'm not in it. And, maybe I should have put myself in
it. Who's in your
band? The original four.
Oh, okay. All right. That's great.
Well, that's what I pick. So I'm all about Ace's 78 solo album. So I was going to put just the whole album on there.
But, would be great.
Okay. So, He's done it. Yeah.
Ozone and Wiped Out would be my next two.
Sweet.
Can't beat that.
Yeah, in New York, or actually it was the New Jersey Kiss Expo where he did the whole record, and that was amazing.
It was amazing,
mm-hmm. And it was one of those experiences where you were like,
"Can't beat this."
Yeah,
be any better than this.
And I believe didn't his band get on before that, or I think they got on before he came out, and they did stuff like Naked City. And a few other songs, and the crowd was just like, whoa, this is
great. Yeah.
This is really great. Brent, next two.
So next I've got a cool track that was around forever, but only kind of released, and that's Sister. And was on the special edition of Anomaly. And then what I think is one of Ace's most fun songs, but it's a dumb song, but it's a lot of fun. And that's Back to School.
Oh, I like that song, but I can't say that I've ever heard Sister.
I'm trying to think of it too.
Sonny, you've heard it?
Yeah, the one time I heard Anomaly and I chucked it out the window and never heard it. But then I bought it on LP, so I at least got it because I'm a stupid nut.
My whole thing with putting the set list together is, I'm just going to say it, I hate the show that he's doing now. I like Ace's solo records. I like his, output from the last decade. I like those original albums. I don't want to hear covers. I don't want to hear him playing old Kiss songs. I don't want to hear him playing songs he didn't sing or write or all of that. And I get it. I'm in the minority with that, but that's okay.
I loved Fox on the Run. That sounded good.
Yeah, I thought Fox on the Run was good.
That's a good cover, but so this show is like no covers, no Kiss songs, he's playing Ace songs with the Talisman backing him up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. Sonny?
Yeah, Brent, I don't think you're on an island there. I agree with 90% of what you said. I don't want him doing Kiss songs. Right? I don't want him doing songs he didn't sing. I'm not sure the last 10 years of input I love. That's the part that I don't agree with. Everything else, I agree with, right? It boggles my mind that he has basically just put Fraley's Comet on like the back part. Like, I don't understand, right? And I don't get it. So there's got to be something personal going on with that because there's no reason not to do that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right. I get it with the second record, but I don't get why he'd throw, the first record
or the third one for sure. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, because while I was listening to the first Fraley's Comet record today, and I was thinking, Todd Howarth's a badass vocally. And now I would go out and say that somebody in Ace's band now could sing the songs that Todd sang. But sometimes when I listen to those songs that Todd is singing on, I don't necessarily hear Ace playing guitar on it. Maybe a solo or a fill here and there.
Yeah.
But would he even know, these songs anymore? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like Breakout, when you listen to Breakout, it sounds like it's almost everybody but Ace.
Well, then don't listen to Second Sighting at all.
Yeah. But I don't think we're talking about he's got to come out and do Time Ain't Running Out. Right? Just go do insane rock soldiers, Stranger in a Strange Land. Like some of the stuff that people want to hear, nobody's asking them to do It's Over Now. I love those songs. And I honestly don't want to hear Ace singing It's Over Now. I could tell you that right now.
Yeah. But somebody in his band could sing.
Yeah. But there's no reason to go there if you don't want to go there.
It's the beauty of it. The guys backing him up could do anything. I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, your next two?
So, my first two started with Rock Soldiers Rocket Ride, and then he's going to What's On Your Mind, just to kind of keep it upbeat. And then we're going right into Insane. So, we're kind of bouncing around 77, 78, and then 87, 88 on those first four songs for me.
Cool. I mean, when you sit back and you listen to these, any of these so far, I could sit through and go, this is great.
Yeah.
Any of them. My next two, Rock Soldiers and then Into the Night. I love Into the Night. I remember I sat in front of the TV probably one time for 4 hours hoping to see that video, and it never came on. I know I must have seen 20 Duran Duran videos while waiting for one Ace Frehley, maybe 6 or 10 Madonnas, maybe a Van Halen. And a Cyndi Lauper, maybe Cyndi Lauper. No Ace Frehley. But Into the Night, I thought was a cool video.
Did you ever notice in the video, somebody told him to twirl a lot? Like he does a twirl in every video for some reason.
All I know is that I have a hard time watching the live video because he has a Floyd Rose tremolo on his Les Paul. And that drives me crazy. It's like you're not supposed to have a tremolo on your Les Paul. It's like
I thought you were going to say the red boots.
The red boots are terrible too.
No, the red boots are awesome.
Listen. all right. Let's see. Lee, you're up.
Let's see. What do I got here? I got Trouble Walking and Snowblind were my next two. Like I said, that whole solo album's going to end up being in here somewhere.
Of course it should. Yeah.
That's it.
Good songs. Brent?
So next I've got Foxing Free off of Anomaly. It just, to me, has a feel of that 78 solo album, has a little bit of that. And then I'm going heavy with Insane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a comment right there. John G. John Clark said, absolutely love that you guys are picking Insane. It's definitely an underrated song. The video's nuts, too.
Did all of us, except for Lee, put it in so far?
Yeah, so far.
Is it on my list? Yeah, I didn't have it on my list, but I love it. So.
That was another one. What about Ace stapling cards to his clothing?
I didn't realize that until I looked really, really close. I think it was the Laney ad. Was it the Laney ad
that I was looking close at?
And I'm like, did he staple those? I wonder if I could do that.
Your mom would kill you.
Yeah, well, you know. Sonny, next two.
All right, so Ace is saying the first four songs. He's going to sing my fifth song, Bronx Boy. So I did, get something out of the last 10 years.
I have an unopened copy of that because Sonny gave it to me.
And mine is unopened too because I listen to it on Spotify.
I actually have an extra copy.
So that was my fifth song. And then Ace finally gets off the mic and he introduces a member of the family. And the member of the family is only going to play an instrument. It's not going to sing because this is going to be a live album. And he ain't getting paid, so he ain't singing. So he brings Gene on stage to play bass, and Phil sings Parasite. So we go Bronx Boy to Parasite. Nice.
If I had $1 million to bet that you were going to put Parasite in your list, I would have won money. But the odds would have probably been 1-1 because you love that song so much.
That riff is just, it's one of my favorite Kiss riffs.
Yeah, it's and I can tell you that the guys in my band ripped it off because if you listen, when we close out our show, it's basically a sped up version of Parasite. You guys will hear it and go, oh, yeah, nice job. And all right, so let's see. My next two are Gotta Have Some Rocket Ride. That song, it could have gone on just about any Kiss record, I think. The fact that it's on the Alive 2 is amazing. And sometimes I'll just pull that side and listen to that side. I don't have to listen to the whole record. I love listening to that record. And after that, I know that Ace didn't write the song, and I know that he didn't sing it, but I don't want, being crude, I will tell you that I get a chubby every time he breaks into the solo and Making Love, especially on a Live 2.
Tell me he's not singing Making Love.
No. Yeah, somebody else in the band.
Who's going to sing?
Anybody in the band.
Anybody else.
Anyone else.
He absolutely shreds that solo. There's more shredding in that 10 seconds of that solo than there was in the entire time Vinnie Vincent was on stage in Nashville. Okay. So those are my two. You're next, Lee.
Okay. I did Outer Space from Anomaly.
Nice.
I like that one. I love that song. And Dark Light from The Elder. I love The Elder. I hated it as a kid. Like, I was really pissed off. But as an adult, I really grew to like it a lot, actually. Yeah.
Sonny, can you rate The Elder 1 to 10 for me?
-6. There's some good stuff in there.
Come on.
But what's interesting about Dark Lights, like on the recording, like Ace is a little bit behind the beat with the lyrics, right? When they did it live on the cruise, he was like 6 steps behind.
Really? Yeah. Well, I think that what happened there was, I think that he might have had a monitor on stage that was running the lyrics. I've seen those on the cruise before because, I mean, expecting him to remember a song that he's never performed live, it might have been difficult. And I think that musically, it seemed to be, it wasn't perfect, but it was good enough to the point when it was over, everybody was like, I don't care, it was bad. I can't believe we tried that.
Right.
It was so good. You know, and that's the influence of his band now. I can't say... I mean, it's a different time right now than it was when Fraley's Comet came out. Those guys back then would have never said, hey, you know, it would be cool if we pulled out Dark Light. Mm-hmm. That's not the place for it. But on the cruise, Torpedo Girl, Dark Light, they're perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect for the cruise. Brent.
Lee was next, right?
Lee. Oh, my bad. Lee. Yes. No,
she went Outer Space, Dark Light.
I just went.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You had Dark Light.
That's right. How bad your songs were, Lee. That's what that means.
Sorry, guys.
No. Those are great songs. Those are great picks.
Just the mention of The Elder, just everybody just flipped out.
Well, I flip out in a good way for The Elder. It's all
good. Me too.
Oh, poor Sonny.
Not 12-year-old me, but adult.
Well, so he's going to lighten things up and play Give Me a Feeling from Space Invader. Gonna follow that up with his little origin story on Spaceman playing Bronx Boy. So got Bronx that one Boy in there too.
That's a really good song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
fun.
Is it really weird that they released that as like a 12-inch, you know, single? And
strange choice. Was it a record store day thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. I know that they've released a couple others. One that had like it was like a picture disc that was like there was like a cartoon drawn on it. And of course, by the time I got to my records, they were like, sorry, dude, we're out. I was like, in my town, there's that many Ace Frehley fans. Hello.
Right.
What the hell? You know, East Bumble, Georgia. Sonny.
Going back to the comment you made earlier, Joe, I think what the difference is, and we know this, right? The guys in his band right now are fans of his. I think Regan played whatever he was told. And can you say Richie Scarlett's an Ace Frehley fan? I don't know. I think Richie Scarlett's a Richie Scarlett fan, right? So I'm not sure Richie's sitting in the corner going, I think we should do like What's On Your Mind? Like, that was a good song back in the – like, Richie's not even thinking about that. He's just trying to make a payday, right? So when you get fans involved, that's what I think is making them go deeper, which is cool.
You know, we've also got the distance of time at this point.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, oh, I honestly believe that if the guys in his band, if Ace were to go, and I know this will never happen, so you can hold your laughter, but if Ace were to go, you guys pick the songs, we'll learn them, that's when we would get that set that everybody would walk out going, holy shit. You know, like they made us do right after Vinny shredded for 15 minutes.
All right, so my 7 and 8. So Gene had joined, so he's staying for 3 songs. So Phil had sang Parasite as the 6th song. Then Ace takes the mic and they do Hard Times with Gene playing bass. And then they go to Cold Gin and Ryan is actually singing because, again, Gene doesn't want to sing on a live album that's going to be released for Ace.
Right.
So, yeah. So that way, Ace
it's
can
so
still
real.
Features Gene Simmons, but he doesn't have to say Gene's singing. Right. So trying to make it real. And then Gene leaves, by the way. So that was the only 3 songs he did: Parasite, Hard Times, and Cold Gin.
Those are good. I never have any complaints about hearing Cold Gin. It's the first song I ever played live. It wasn't good. And there's video of it on the internet, and I will not tell you how to find it.
I sense a challenge.
Yes. I promise you, it's like so super hard to find. It's, yeah. Anyway, like shredding at the Nashville Expo. There was none.
There wasn't any.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Sounds like Wayne and Garth.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay.
Yeah,
so
this
we're
is the gel dried out. That's what this is. I didn't put a lot of gel in it earlier today, but heavy mail didn't put super gel in it. It's the weekend, baby. That's how it goes.
If you put dry look, man. I hadn't heard that in 40 years.
Oh, shit.
That's pretty crazy. All right. So we're at 9 and 10. 9 for me is going to be Trouble Walking. Every time I hear that song, I'm like, I know how they came up with that title. I don't know about everything else.
Pretty easy.
It's a pretty easy one. And then after that, I've got to have Rip It Out. At least I do. I love that song. I will tell you that I have taught many a band camp where I've had kids come in for a week and they're going to learn 5 or 6 songs and I'm going to take them somewhere, usually a bar, and I slap them on stage and I make them play these songs for their moms and dads. And I put a tip jar out and they make some money and Rip It Out almost every single time because it really kind of, it gives the drummer a chance to stand out, you know? And I will tell you that most of the time the drummers pull it out, but Trouble Walking and Rip It Out. Lee.
You guys mentioned Richie Scarlett. And I just, my mind went back to Ace played, you might have been there, Joe. He played at Variety Playhouse a few years ago with Richie. And I was right in front of Richie's speaker. It was awful, man. I'm just, it was so bad. I had to move. All I could hear was him. I couldn't hear Ace at all. And it was just terrible. The notes were bad. And we moved.
Wow. Did the notes get better?
Well, at least I could hear Ace on the other side. Like, I couldn't hear him at all. All I could hear was Richie and this horrible plane coming out. I'm like, I never knew it sounded like that.
Hey, always remember live. You know how it goes live. You know.
So were you hearing just his monitor? Is that what you're saying? Or you
I don't know what I was. Yeah, I was right in front of him. Yeah, I guess it was his monitor. Yeah, I don't. It was just all I heard.
He may have a real weird mix coming out of there, or who knows what that's going to sound like.
All I heard was that. It was bad.
Move back far enough to hear the PA.
Yeah. Well, I had to be up front, so.
Yes, I understand.
We had our Ace makeup on, and Ace pointed us out a bunch of times.
That's pretty cool, because he forgot you after the first time.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, there's somebody. There's my make. Oh, look at him. There's another person.
Yeah, all you gotta do is move in the crowd. He's like, there was like 15 aces in
there's
the crowd.
A lot of ace chicks, more of them.
Nine and ten. What you got?
I got Talk to Me.
Yes.
And I'm in Need of Love.
Yeah, well, is it now? You, can we all request that it's Talk to Me without him going, Talk to Me?
Talk to Me.
I like that.
Do you really?
That's Ace.
It's so him.
If he didn't do that, I'd be pissed.
Oh, my goodness. Those are awesome songs. Look at this comment right here. Marco, thank you for joining us. It says, I just came back from the Vienna concert. It was wicked. Got home and turned on PRC. A damn good evening, Marco.
Wow, what a great night.
I'm not joking. I am so honored that you got that you came home and immediately came to our show. That is awesome. Let us know, was there any songs in the set list that you had never heard them do live? There's a good chance. And how many times have you seen them live? Put that in the thing and I'll let everybody know. So that was Lee. Brent, you're next. 9 and 10.
All right. So 9 is kind of a made up song. So it's basically going to be him sort of soloing through all of the instrumental versions. I mean, not playing the whole thing of all his instrumentals. You know, he's got the, four fractures and the acorn is spinning and Starship and Quantum Flux. I think there's one on every solo album. And so he's just going to kind of, this is where his solo comes in. He starts out, you know, doing a medley of those instrumentals and then busts into his Ace solo. So
I like it.
That's going to be 9. And then 10 is Mission to Mars from Spaceman. That's just very jamming song off his most recent album of originals, not covers.
Right. I forgot. Sonny's next. Go ahead, Sonny.
So now we're getting to 9 and 10, right? And this is before the encore. So I wanted to end the initial set with 2 jamming songs. So I got 5 Card Stud and Shop Full of Rock, both off of Trouble Walking.
Great. Both great songs. Yeah.
Nice move.
What? He put a there was like a greatest hits kind of thing called 10 picks or something like that.
12 picks.
12 picks. You know, I don't have that. I just realized it when I was thinking about it. I was like,
but you got 18 elders, but you don't have 12 picks.
It's about 12.
Yeah, 12 picks has like 5 live songs on it, and those live songs are duplicated on Greatest Hits Live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, pretty cool. This week I put out a poll. Our poll of the week was when and if Ace puts a new record out, do you want a covers record, a live record, or originals? 3 people said covers. 10 people said live, and 68 said all original.
Sonny, you're leaving the none of the above. That would have got more votes than covers.
What?
None of the above.
None of the above.
No more albums. Yeah.
No.
Great.
I really want a live record. I know I do have that one, you know, that's came out as a picture disc. Have you guys seen that?
That was like 2009.
Yeah, not long ago.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that is long ago, but it wasn't like in the 80s.
Right.
And of course I have the video, but I would, especially with this band and how they all, this band is really tight, you know, and they, I'd love to hear a good live Ace Frehley record with a few deep cuts and even just something to mark, you know, newer material, maybe. I don't know. It's kind of crazy, but all right. So, last 2 songs, one he didn't write and one is the greatest Ace Frehley riff of all time. And so we're going to start with, I love the Alive version of Let Me Go Rock and Roll. He solos in that song probably, I don't know, 683,000 times. All I do know is that every time you turn around, he's shredding again. And by shredding, I mean not what Vinnie Vincent was doing when I saw him. Sorry, I can't let that go today. I'm trying to get hate mail this week. I love that, you know, that would be a good Kiss song to hear. And then my last song is the greatest Ace Frehley riff of all time. Sonny, what do you think it is?
Parasite. What else?
Speeding Back to My Baby.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
Man, nice. When that song starts, you're just like, damn, man. See, that's when you know Ace Frehley is a bad. I mean, look, he's a badass. You know, you listen to his solos, but you listen to that riff right there. It's not an average riff. It's not. You know, it's like this is a riff written by somebody that, like, they didn't just grab a guitar and do that. That's thought out. And I love it. And it just, it's just a 12-bar blues, you know, the rest of the song. But that riff at the beginning just, like, punches you in the face. And seeing him do it live was so cool.
I bet.
And, pretty awesome. Lee, 11 and 12.
Yeah, so I didn't know we were, like, able to pick Kiss songs because we liked the solo. So I didn't go there. I mean.
Oh, that's okay.
I didn't know that was one of the things we could do. So
Joe's cheating anyway.
I know.
I cheat all
Let
the time.
Me Go Rock and Roll is one of my favorite Kiss songs.
You have to look at the rules as what can't we do? Everything else is on the table.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my last two were Rip It Out and Rock Soldiers. Those were
Yeah. And two songs that have to be in there.
Right.
You know, getting the opportunity to see Ace play Rock Soldiers and Rip It Out. I mean,
Rip It Out rips, man.
Yeah, it does. Brent.
All right, so to close out the regular set, I wanted something kind of anthemic that you can sing along to. So I have We Got Your Rock. And that also ends a great ending to walk off stage with. And for the encore, just wanted a face blaster. So I got 5-card stud in there.
Okay. Cool. It's really weird because every time I get into my car, I don't know how to fix this. And if anybody out there is listening or watching and you know how to, as soon as I plug my phone in, that Acorn is Spinning song comes on and I'm going to let you know, I hate that song.
Oh man.
Come on, man.
It's like he's trying to be Howard Cosell in the song where, you know, all right. Who's left? Sonny?
All right. So my shop full of rock was 10 and then they leave. So they come back and do the encore. Now Ace hasn't done his guitar solo yet. There isn't going to be one because what he's decided to do is he's going to do the smoking guitar solo, but he's going to do it on the first encore song, and he's going to do it during the solo of the actual song, Speeding Back to My Baby.
Damn straight.
Nice. Yeah.
Right? So I figure in the middle of the solo, right after the solo's done, he just goes to that initial lick and just keeps playing that initial lick for a couple of minutes as the thing lights up or whatever and then goes
away. Hell yeah.
And then he's going to close the set out with Rip It Out. Now, Quesada is playing drums. I've got 5 tomatoes. He better not pull a Jamie Oldacre and not be able to play that right, because he's getting every tomato thrown at him, including both shoes.
And those are big-ass shoes.
I absolutely hate it when he plays Rip It Out and the drummer doesn't nail it. It bugs the hell out of me.
I understand.
It's got to be there.
It. It's so gotta
never
be.
Come to
it's
see it when there. My kids do it.
So it just mean. Anton put it at a place that if you don't do it right, the song just doesn't sound
yeah.
right.
Yeah, it's got
to
be.
Yeah, there. Yeah, it has to be. It has to be at least close.
It does. It know, has to be perfect. Quesada's always
close.
Yapping about how good he is. I got tomatoes.
Have you ever been to a show Rotten where someone's thrown a shoe at the performer?
I have,
yeah.
Oh, I've
it
never
was
been
really funny.
Seen bottles thrown.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But a shoe is the best.
Yeah, the shoe is
Rotten Tomato home. Would be good.
Monsters of Rock. Dokken was dodging shoes the whole time.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm going to look that video up. All right, so that's the end of our show. Thank you guys very much for for watching and hanging out with us this week. Next week, who do we want to do? We've got Paul. Well, look, we've got Paul.
Let's save Paul for last.
Peter, and we've got Gene. How about Gene?
Okay.
A Gene live record.
Nice.
I will let you know that my band that will be backing him will be the band that is backing Ace right now.
Yeah.
Because they've done both.
They were the Gene Simmons band.
Yeah. Right? So. And you guys out there, you can send us your list. If you guys send me podcastrockcity1, that's the number one, @gmail.com. Send me your 12 songs. Next week, I'll read them right here on the show and let everybody know your set list. This way you could get emails about how bad it is and how hard it is. I'm just kidding. They'll be wonderful. And while you're at it, send us a Gene Simmons one too. 12 songs you would love to hear on a Gene Simmons live record. Just all, they don't have to be all Gene songs either. You could pick and choose. You could even do a cover that Gene loves very much, or When You Wish Upon a Star. You do that.
Firestarter.
Firestarter. But the chicks from the video have to be on stage. And you have to write that in. So when I read it, I get a visual. We all know about how Sonny likes girls in videos, right, Sonny? Yes,
that is correct.
That is correct.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. It's all good.
Wait till you watch that In This Moment video I sent you.
Oh, my goodness.
She's great.
One day you're going to wake up in the morning and I'm going to send you some crazy porn or something. Just so you, it's like, yeah.
So Maria Brink is in This Moment. She's a lead singer. We went to go see Hailstorm, and they opened. My son was, I think, 10 or 11. And Maria was doing this after she got off stage. You could take a picture with her and get one of her 8x10s signed and then get a hug from her, $10, right? So I'm like, Anthony, you got to go up there and get a hug from Maria Brink. She scared the hell out of him on stage. He was going nowhere near her.
Wow. That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys. Don't forget, we're on YouTube and Facebook every Sunday at 7 p.m. We get together and we do this show live. Next week, it'll be Gene Simmons, all live record. Sonny, got anything to add?
Thanks for listening. And if anybody sends in a Ace 12 song thingy, I dare you to start with Space Invader.
Do it.
Brent.
Start all of your lists with Space Invader. Thank you.
Seriously? All of their lists? Okay. You just got to kick Sonny in the nads. Lee, you have anything to add?
Yes, I want the whole list just to be the Elder. That's it.
I like it. I like that one too.
You know what I'm going to say? We love Kiss and we love Kiss podcasts. Most of them anyway, and you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love, and pay attention to the song. This band that plays our outro is my band, and it is where we ripped off Parasite. Right after this, in 3, 2, 1, peace. What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare, classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.